You're listening to Tales from the Stadium, a podcast brought to you by a fifth grade teacher in his superstar class.
My name is Craig Haviland, and I'm your host today, and I have the honor of working with this amazing class of students. Welcome to episode 6, titled The True Confessions of a Fifth Grader. In this episode, we will get updates on what we've been learning in class, a fantastic tech review, an amazing book review, and our new segment called Who Is That? Each episode, we bring you the latest and greatest of what's going on in the stadium. In our first segment, we're looking at updates from our class, and we're going to take a look at language arts first. So I have Paige and Jalen here. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So what have we been learning about in language arts? What's the stuff, some of the things that we could talk about since our last episode?
Well, one of the things we can talk about is that we read this book called Charlotte Doyle.
Charlotte Doyle. What's the actual title of the book?
Charlotte Doyle, The True Confessions of Charlotte Doyle.
The True Confessions of Charlotte Doyle. And how was that book for you guys?
Well, I really enjoyed this book. It's about a proper girl, and she's 13. She goes on a ship where she's the only girl on the ship, and she has to, like, get through, like, the whole trip just with herself.
Okay. And her family's not around?
Nope.
Her parents just let her go off by herself?
Yep.
Okay. That would be an interesting thing to send off my kid with no one else besides the sailors on the ship. And then, Paige, did you like the book?
Yes.
You did? Do you have a favorite part of it without giving spoilers?
Probably when she was... I don't know. The part where...
We'll come back to that. Don't worry about that. Okay. What other things have we been doing in language arts right now? We've done True Confessions of Charlotte Doyle. What else have we done?
We have been learning about DLI.
DLI, so daily language instruction, so grammar, things like that. Why is DLI important?
Well, when you're older, you're in middle school, high school, and college, you're going to need to know grammar, and even if you're not in school, you're going to need to know grammar, and it's important to know grammar.
It's important to know grammar. Okay, so we have The True Confessions of Charlotte Doyle, we have DLI, what else has been going on?
We've learning about, is it good to keep animals in zoos, or is it bad?
So one of our writing prompts right now is our opinion writing. Is it good to keep animals in zoos, or is it bad, and what's your opinion on that?
Well, my opinion is I do not think it is good to keep animals in zoos because there's a bunch of reasons why they could get hurt or they could die in the zoos.
Okay, so it's not very safe for them? Okay. What about you, Paige? What do you think? Good or bad?
I'm kind of in between because, I do think, like, if they get injured and the zoos could help with that, and I don't because they need their freedom.
Okay, perfect. And then is there anything else in language arts that we want to let everyone know about?
We have been learning about chocolate milk versus white milk.
So another opinion piece is, what is better, chocolate milk or white milk, and what's your opinion on that?
In my opinion, I think white milk's healthier, but I feel like chocolate milk tastes better.
So if you were going to pick which one you were going to have, what would it be?
White milk.
White milk, going for the healthy choice. So we've been doing a lot of opinion writing this trimester where the kids can formulate their arguments one way or the other. So thank you, ladies, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We now have two more students, Carson and Levi, talking about math. So welcome to the show, guys.
Hi.
All right, so math. What have we been learning about in math? I know there's a couple different units we've been learning about. Tell us about what we've been learning about in math.
We've been multiplying fractions by wholes and multiplying fractions with visuals.
Okay, so multiplying fractions with whole numbers and multiplying fractions using some visuals. Okay, what else have we been learning about?
We've been learning a lot about fractions and drawing a lot of models and learning about ratio tables.
Okay, so when is fractions, when do you think you could use that in the real world? Any ideas?
We could use it when we're trying to find the difference between like how much money something costs, how much more it would.
Okay, because sometimes fractions and decimals are like equivalent, right? So they can be the same. So maybe it helps with money. A lot of times when we see or I see fractions is when we're doing like recipes and things like that. They'll say you put like a quarter cup of this or a half cup of this. So a lot of that. What else have we been doing in math?
We've been multiplying mixed numbers.
Okay, so more fractions and mixed numbers.
Yep.
Okay, have we done anything besides Fractions?
Well, we've been doing a little bit of just plain old multiplication.
Plain old multiplication. We had a whole unit on it. Unit 4 was multiplication. So why is learning your multiplication important?
Because you need to know your facts so then you can get better at them. And when someone asks you a multiplication fact, then you can say it quickly.
Okay. So you can say it quickly. Do you think you need to know how to do multiplication in real life?
Probably not.
Probably not, he says. Interesting.
A little bit when you're like creating something or whatever.
When you might be creating something, okay. Yeah. I use multiplication a lot. Normally when I do multiplication, though, it has to do with money is when I normally have it. Anything else we want to talk about for math?
Not much.
That's pretty much it? Okay, so thanks for joining us, you two.
You're welcome.
In our next segment, we're going to take a closer look at our tech review. We've decided to review Tinkercad, so we're here with our class expert on Tinkercad to get some more information. So what exactly is Tinkercad and what does it do?
Tinkercad is really something you can make, is really a website to where you can use shapes, cubes, 3D, three-dimensional shapes, to create a design. Or you could just use the same thing but to code up something.
So you're building like three-dimensional designs or objects using different shapes. Okay. Why is this a good tool to use in the classroom or for teachers?
For the kids, it would be a great opportunity to learn a little more than just the basics of computer science. And for teachers, Tinkercad could also be used on 3D printers if you're doing the designs. So maybe if you are wondering if you want to make something more than just paper class money, I guess you could just use Tinkercad and buy a 3D printer.
So 3D printing stuff, okay. What's your favorite aspect of Tinkercad?
The coding.
The coding part of it? Uh-huh. And why is that interesting to you?
I have been coding for more than 2 years. I already know the basics. So I think just learning a little bit more will be a challenge for me, and it really was.
It really was? Very good. And then is there anything you think that Tinkercad can improve on from the student point of view?
Yes, I'm trying to make a dice block keychain because I really like dice blocks, but I can't really seem to have the numbers are turning around and stick them on the bottom.
So it's not as user-friendly, or it's a little hard for you to use sometimes?
Yes.
Okay. And if you were going to rate this tech tool out of 5, what would you give it?
4.8
out of 5. So it sounds like it would be pretty good to use. And for me as a teacher, it's pretty cool to see what students design, and then we can actually print them out on their 3D printer, or try to print them out on our 3D printer. So it's been pretty cool for that. So I like Tinkercad, and hopefully if you try it, you'll like it as well. So thanks for joining us, Kevin.
Okay.
Our next segment is You Need to Read This, our book review brought to you by one of our fifth graders. So welcome to the show, Shrestha.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about the book you're reviewing, like the author, series, maybe AR level, genre, that kind of information.
So I'm reviewing The Land of Stories. It's by Chris Colfer, and the genre is fantasy.
And is it part of a series?
Yeah, it's the first book in a series.
Without giving us any spoilers, what made this book good or maybe not so good for you as a reader?
It made it really good because it was really interesting and it kept on having plot twists.
A lot of plot twists?
Yeah.
That kind of kept you on your toes a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Who is your favorite character in the book and why?
My favorite was Alex Bailey because she's really smart.
Really smart, okay. Were there any lessons or morals that you could learn from the story, or the author would hopefully you would learn from the story?
I guess it's to stick together because in the end they had to get a lot of help to go home.
Okay, all right. And if there's one last thing you could tell our listeners about this book, what would it be?
That this book is a really good book and I definitely recommend it.
So if you were going to give it a rating out of 5 stars, it would be?
5.
So you heard it here first. Go read the first book of Land of Stories. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank
The last segment of the day is our segment titled, Who is That Guy or Gal? Where we get a little bit more information about the amazing students in this class, and we share just how awesome they are with you. But before we get to that, we have Paige back, and Paige is going to tell us her favorite part of The True Confessions of Charlotte Doyle. So Paige, what is your favorite part without any spoilers?
In the beginning, my favorite part is where a person, or I think it was a guy, tells Charlotte, you better get off this boat.
Ooh, you better get off the ship. The ship, to give it a little bit of like ominous, like something bad's going to happen.
And it gave me suspense.
Gave it suspense. Very good. Okay. And we're welcoming everyone else back to the show. We're going to go through this a little bit to find out a little bit more about them. So we're going to start off with an easy question for each of them. We'll just work our way around the table. So the first question is, would you rather be 12 feet tall or 12 inches tall? 12 feet in or 12 feet or 12 inches tall? Kevin.
I'd be 12 inches tall so I won't. So I'll have a lower chance of being struck by lightning.
Ooh, okay. Shrista?
I would be 12 inches tall because, like, it's lightning. I would want to be, like, able to sneak around.
Sneak around, all right.
I would be 12 feet tall so people would notice me more.
Okay.
I would be 12 inches tall because I like being short.
Like being short, Jalen?
I would be 12 inches tall because if you're driving, you can just put pillows underneath you to drive.
Okay.
I would be 12 inches tall, so like if you're playing hide and seek or something, you would be really, you would fit into everything.
Fit in everything? I'd be 12 feet tall because I'm already over halfway there, so I'm not going to get there. All right. All right. Next one, we're going to go the opposite way around. We're going to go with favorite quote. Favorite quote. Paige?
My favorite quote is, don't let the world change your smile. Let your smile change the world.
Oh, I like that one.
My favorite quote is, it's kind of fun to do the impossible by Walt Disney.
All right.
Mine is, never say never because limits, like fears, are often just illusions.
Okay.
Mine is, you should never regret anything in life. If it's good, it's wonderful. If it's bad, it's experience.
I like that too.
My favorite quote is, the greatest glory lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall.
Very good.
I'm given the choice between being all right and to be kind, choose kind.
I like all those are very good quotes. I'm going to have to steal some of those for when I talk to other people about them. All right, so the next one we're going to go with, how are you going to make the world an awesome place? Okay? So how are we going to make the world an awesome place? So we're going to come to Kevin first. How are you going to make the world an awesome place?
Just be the kindest you can be.
Be the kindest you can be.
Have a positive attitude.
A positive attitude? Very good, yeah.
Don't pollute.
Don't pollute, yeah. Keep it clean.
Be the best person you can be.
Be the best person you can be?
Just be awesome.
Just be awesome. That's like a hashtag in the classroom or something, huh? I like that one.
Like Carson said, don't pollute and don't litter. And yeah, pick up trash when you see it.
Take care of the earth?
Yes.
Very good. Okay, last question. Would you rather be able to swim like a dolphin or jump like a kangaroo? Swim like a dolphin or jump like a kangaroo? And I point at you, you give me your answer.
I would jump like a kangaroo. Jump like a kangaroo.
Jump like a kangaroo.
Swim like a dolphin.
Swim like a dolphin.
Swim like a dolphin.
Jump like a kangaroo for me. I think it'd be cool to jump really high.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining us on the 6th episode of Tales from the Stadium. We hope that you join us again next time and find out what's happening in our classroom. Goodbye.
Bye! Bye.